By the way, where is the new faith coming from?
So I saw your book and
I mean, here we have nothing else to do than practice, yeah? Walking Changom, yeah? Sitting in Samadhi. Trying to curb in the mind, yeah? Going back to the Buddha. Or, you know, when you take the breath meditation, going back to the breath, yeah? Whenever the mind, you know, goes out, you know, we turn it back to the breath, yeah? Or to the Buddha, yeah? And we start. When do we start? The moment we wake up. And when do we stop? The moment we go to sleep. Would be nice, wouldn't it? First we try, you know, I mean, to get the mind calm, yeah? Stay with the Buddha or stay with the breath until there are no more thoughts, no more memories creeping in, yeah? And then we see, you know, then we see that there is no fear, there is no loneliness, there is nothing, yeah? There is no future, there is no past. Huh? There's only happiness or stillness or peace or something, yeah? Something like that, yeah? Because there's nobody bothering us, yeah? There's no I bothering us. This morning, I do have to tell it, this morning, yeah. I mean, I know it from the West, you know, I mean, people like to hug themselves, yeah. Especially women like to hug other, yeah. My mother always liked to hug me, yeah. And then I asked the reason why do they need to hug, yeah? And then, you know, somebody, yeah, what was it a few years ago, you know, told me, you know, because women love more, yeah? They need physical love, yeah? and the men, you know, love with their heart, yeah? And the women love with their body, or? I've never seen Asian people do that. This physical contact, yeah? It can be difficult for Westerners. Okay, so how many, Sunny, how many people are there, yeah? How well are you prepared? What?
Yeah, about 18 people. Like
18?
20 people.
20?
Yes.
That's very little, you know, for the whole world. So only a few people are interested in the Dhamma. Your new year, you know, started with meditation, or did you go through new year, you know, with meditation practice? It is important, yeah? Especially for you who live outside, you know, who live in the world, yeah, and who has a job, you know, and who has, you know, do all these things. Yeah? I mean, we wake up, you know, and then we prepare some food, you know, then we go to work, then we come home, prepare some more food, yeah? And then we relax a little bit and then we go to sleep, yeah? That's the life that you have, yeah? And if you're a good practitioner, yeah, you wake up, you know, I mean, you meditate for an hour and then you have your breakfast, you know, then you go to work and after work you come home, yeah? And then you practice for an hour, yeah? And then you do a little bit of reflection, and then, yeah, before you go to sleep, you practice another hour, yeah? That is a meditator living in the West, yeah, living in the world, yeah? Who still has to work for his living. Otherwise the people, you know, just work, yeah, until they die. And in the next life, you know, they continue the work that they couldn't finish, yeah, in this life. And then that goes on and on and on. One life after the other, yeah? just like a hamster in a hamster wheel, running, yeah? And we are working, and there's no end to it, yeah? We don't go anywhere. We have to remind ourselves, you know, I mean, this is not the only life that we have lived, and this is not the only life that we are going to live. There will be a next life. Yeah? Maybe it will be a life as a human being, or maybe it will be in hell, or maybe it will be in heaven, or probably in the ghost realm, yeah? Somewhere. Yeah? And then we look at the humans who can do all these things, you know, and then we get, then we become envious, huh? Of the human beings, and sooner or later we come back as human beings and we do, you know, good karma and bad karma that sends us to heaven and hell, yeah, or back to the human realm. So important for you, you know, is to keep the five precepts as much as possible. And for the younger generations, you know, I mean, I now, yeah, I mean, for the last few months, you know, I include, you know, in the fifth precept, yeah, the fifth precept is, yeah, not to drink alcohol, yeah, and not to take drugs, and not to use one's smartphone, yeah, because that is an addiction as well. If you use it, you know, if you use it for work, yeah, that's fine, yeah. But most of the people, you know, that you see, you know, just look around you, yeah. No matter if you're in the bus or if you're in the underground or wherever you are, even, you know, even when people go jogging, they look or, you know, they look or listen to their smartphones. It's an addiction. We can't live without it. And how long have the smartphones been here now? 10 years? And we instantly got addicted to it. It's just like people, you know, who take one time, you know, heroin, they can't live without heroin anymore. And we get the first smartphone, you know, and we can't live without without smartphone anymore, yeah? We have to have the newest edition and then the newest edition and, you know, and it becomes more and more and more addictive, yeah? So, I mean, be careful, yeah? Because it is mostly wasting your time. And we don't have so much time, yeah? We should use the time that we have instead of, you know, looking, yeah, and asking Siri or Google what is going on in the world, yeah? Asking ourselves, what am I doing, why am I doing it, what are the results of my doing, yeah? Or what am I talking, why am I talking, and now what is the result of my talking, yeah? This we should do. Understood?
No.
Huh? Did you understand? Yeah.
No.
Yes. Then we are breaking the fifth precept every day. We do not use.
Yeah. If you play around with your smartphone, yeah? If you use it for calling somebody, you know, or receiving calls from your work, or if something is important for your work, then it's not there. Yeah? But if you kill the time by, you know, I see a lot of people playing games, yeah? Sitting in the bus, you know, playing these video games, you know, on their smartphones, or, you know, doing this, or looking up through all the news or through the messages, yeah, I mean, what's this, yeah? why bother it, yeah? Okay, so, do you have any questions?
Yeah, so if you have any questions, you can unmute yourself.
No questions, so I mean we can stop the tomb session. This time it was a very short one.
Yeah? Hi, John and everybody. I read the book and I you know, I understand what programming the mind and programming, you know, our body. Because I'm a software and digital products. When I read the book, I see, you know, the wisdom, the uncommon wisdom. So I don't see, you know, any version for Vietnamese. Can I translate into Vietnamese?
Which book are you talking about?
The way to your first your book. Yes.
Of course there's no Vietnamese version, there's also no French version, there's There's just the English version, there's no German version, and there's no Thai version, yeah? I mean, I'm already busy with a lot of things, and I don't speak Vietnamese, yeah? I mean, Chinese probably would be the best, yeah? If somebody translated in Chinese, because lots of people, yeah, know Chinese, yeah? Yeah, but what is your question, yeah? If somebody translates...
Can I translate your book into Vietnamese? Or Vietnamese with can you understand the
Dharma of the teaching? Yeah, sure, go ahead, you know. Yeah? But be careful that you don't bring any misunderstanding into the book, yeah? Into the Dharma. Yeah? You really have to understand it, yeah?
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Acha.
Yeah, and I
really love the book. No.
I can't proofread it. which book, by the way, which book is in Indonesian?
Forest Leaves.
Forest Leaves is in Indonesian. That's the only subject. Not the way to the heart, yeah. Okay, so, other questions?
Yeah, any questions? If not, you can type out in the chat. We can read it for you. I read out the questions submitted online first.
Okay.
So, first one. May I generally explain what it means by Magga, Para, Path, and Fulham in that they turn almost simultaneously one after the other? Some others say that the second or first after the first, because maturity is needed. Thank you.
Your question broke up. Do you have it?
Yeah. May the Arjan explain what it means, Magga and Phala, path and fruit. Some say that they happen almost simultaneously, one after the other. Some others say that the second occurs long after the first, because maturity is needed. Thank you.
It's pretty much as you said, you know, sometimes, yeah. Probably, you know, for stream entry it happens pretty fast, yeah, pretty fast after another, Magga, and then comes Phala, yeah. But for instance for the Anagami it can take, you know, it can take hours or it can take weeks, you know, and for the Arahant it can take, you know, a long time, yeah, before he reaches, you know, the fruit, yeah. So, it's okay, you know, they don't have to happen at the same moment, yeah? They can be far apart, yeah? Okay, next question.
Yeah, next question. I heard that the Ajahn taught that when sati is wrong, one can observe thoughts prior to thoughts, and it allows us to prevent the thoughts from developing. What is the nature of those ripples? Are they sankhara?
What is the question?
Ripples. Like
what?
Ripples, like something falling basically before thoughts.
Well, what is happening before a thought arises, the intention to think arises in the citta. And in the citta, you can feel the rippling, you know, the rippling of the citta that constantly wants to think or wants to memorize. If you don't give in to this rippling, you know, there is no thought that will arise and there will be no memory arising. If you give in to one of these, you know, ripplings, you know, then the intention to form a thought and with the intention to form a thought, yeah, the intention is in which direction the thought goes, yeah? This is still intention. And the formation of the thought will happen then in the brain, yeah? So, and then you can watch it, you know, the beginning of the thought, you know, the middle of the thought, and the end of the thought, yeah? If your sati is really good. Yeah? Does it answer the question? Yeah, I guess so, yeah? Okay, next question.
So the question is, so is the intention sankhara?
No, the intention is not sankhara. Because the form has not arisen. Yeah? Sankhara is thought formation. Yeah? It's a formation of a thought. Yeah? The chetana or the intention is the intention to think. Yeah? And that is not, that is different from the sankhara. Yeah?
Yeah. Next question. When meditating, can we chant silently Buddha in our minds instead of chanting out loud to calm the mind, to calm down the mind?
Chanting out loud.
I mean, he has it the wrong way around. He thinks he has to chant it loud. He asks if he can chant it silently.
I mean, you don't, the Buddha is always, it is mind, you know, you chant it in your mind. I mean, I always say it loud because, I mean, you cannot read my thoughts. when I have, you, nobody will understand that I say Buddha, you know, in my mind, yeah? So, no. It is disturbing. It is very disturbing if you say it loud. Yeah. I mean, I only emphasize, you know, when I say, you know, you should do Buddha, 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 Buddha. Yeah. I mean, that's what you should think. Yeah. But you should not say it out loud. Yeah. Okay. Next.
Next question. Longpo, there are times that I feel depressed since the day the people at the insurance company insulted me. I am not a staff. Nobody didn't care about my feelings. It's my regret not to resign back in 2018. How do I free myself from this misery? Thank you.
There are times that I feel depressed since the day the people at the insurance company insulted me and they said apparently I am not a staff. Whatever that means. Nobody didn't care about my feelings. It is my regret that I didn't resign back in 2018. How do I free myself from this misery?
You free yourself, yeah, by saying whatever happens to me is the result of my own karma. And then you accept it, yeah. Of course you can resign. If this is not the right company for you, then you can resign and join a different company. But the problem of your depression, the problem of your regret, you know, is within your heart. Yeah? And you can only, yeah? I mean, you cannot make other people, you know, make them love you or, you know, or respect you or do, you know, whatever you want them. Yeah? You only can change yourself. Yeah? So take it as your karma, you know, accept the karma, you know, and then the depression is gone. Yeah? If you don't accept it, that it is your own doing, yeah, and reflect about it, yeah. I mean, if you're good in meditation, then go to your heart, yeah, and say, haven't I done this to other people, and what other people have done to me? Yeah? And you might find it, yeah. Or you might not have done it in this life, but there is still, you know, there is still this intention to do it, but you don't do it because you know it is bad. Yeah? So then remove that, yeah? Remove that thorn, yeah? And be grateful for the people to show you, you know, I mean, where you got stuck. Yeah? I know it's difficult, you know, it's hard to, yeah? And it's, especially it's hard to accept, yeah? I mean, when I started practicing, I mean, all my karma came back, yeah? I mean, it was very hard to bear, yeah? But I went through it, you know, I accepted whatever, yeah? I told myself, you know, I mean, only the things come back to you that you have done unto others, yeah? And that's why we have this saying in the West, huh? Don't do unto others what you don't want others to do unto you. For whatever you have done unto others, others will do unto you, yeah? And it's not the same people, you know, if you insulted, you know, your husband or your wife, you know, it is not your husband and wife that will insult you, but somebody else will insult you. Yeah? It's not the same person. Yeah? So if the people, you know, at the insurance company, you know, I mean, insulted you, you know, I mean, take it, yeah? Thank you for them, you know, that they... triggered the karma, yeah, so that you can work with it. And then you don't have to be depressed. If you have to turn these situations around, yeah. Every situation, you know, that you feel, you know, I mean, it's challenging you. I mean, instead of getting depressed or regret, you know, or regret your life or regret what you have done, you know, in your past, in your past years or past decades, yeah, I mean, turn it around and ask yourself, what can I learn from the situation, yeah? And then it becomes positive, yeah? Because you always can learn something, yeah? Go to your heart, you know, and remove, yeah? Remove the the thing that created this karma. Remove that thorn that created this karma, or you know, remove it from your heart, and then you're free of this. Yeah? I mean, we are so full. Yeah, what did I say? You know, I mean, we are so full of thorns. Our whole skin is full of thorns, and some people come up and press this thorn, you know, and then we accuse them of doing bad to us. No. Yeah? They just, you know, we should be grateful that they showed us a thorn, you know, in our arm so that we can remove it. But removing it, you know, I mean, of course, it is a moment of pain. But then afterwards they can press and press and press and nothing happens. Huh? You understand that, huh? This makes your life, I mean, enormously free and happy, if you do that. Because then people can say whatever they want, yeah? And you can smile at them, say, okay, thank you. But it's difficult, huh? Yes? So, next question.
I have time. So, I really don't understand the chant about the Padam, the Savakato, Bhagavatarano, Sanditiko, Akaliko, Ekipasiko, Obanaiko, Pachatam, Veritapo, Vinyuhi. It's really like, the Sanditiko is really like the meditate, and I just mean I found out my chitta, you know, this meditation will open without spite, constrained by time and space. This is what I'm thinking. Is this really, you know, really right talk, right understanding? Acha?
Not really. I don't understand your question. What is your question?
My question about the right understanding with the chants, Savakato, Brabhatarambo, Santitiko, Akaliko, Ekibasiko, Obanagiko, Vachatambhita, Povinuki.
But that is not about right view. This is about, you know, the path that leads to the end of dukkha. Yeah? It is open, you know. I mean, when we open our eyes, it is clear to see, yeah? I mean, ehipasiko, yeah? Open your eyes, you know, and see it for yourself, yeah? This is about the path to the end of dukkha, yeah? It has nothing to do with right view, because there's not that I can remember, yeah? I mean, I'm very bad at Pali, that I can remember anything, you know, teaches about the right view. The right view is in the eight precepts. That's where the right view comes. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
So next.
Yes. Yes. Sorry, I forgot the record. So I just press the record. No.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, now I have to recording in progress.
This is in the office. Right?
Did you record in the office?
Yeah, but now I have to go to the office because this pop-up is in the office.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, next question.
Yeah, okay, next one. Is working as a psychiatrist and prescribing medicine like antidepressiva wrong livelihood?
No.
Does mental illness emerge from the kilesa or the brain?
No, because you're a psychiatrist and you help the people, yeah? You're not a Buddhist meditation teacher, you know, then it would be, but it is not wrong livelihood, yeah? I mean, if you go to a doctor, you know, to get some pain medication and he prescribes you some pain medication, that's not wrong livelihood, yeah? That is helping people, you know, who are in the world. Yeah? No, it's not wrong livelihood. Yeah? But, you know, I mean, as a psychiatrist, yeah, and he should assess the people, yeah, if they are ready, you know, to change themselves. Yeah? So he would encourage the people to change themselves. Yeah? But if the people are not ready to change themselves, you know, then they give them medication. Yeah?
Yeah, so, second part of the question, does mental illness emerge from the kilesa or the brain?
I mean, mental illness doesn't emerge from the kilesas, yeah? It emerges from our karma, yeah?
Okay. And if prescribing neuropharmacy wrong livelihood, how should a physician treat people with extreme psychosis or I think you answered this.
Yeah, I answered it. It's the same answer, you know. Yeah. I mean, be careful, you know. I mean, the doctor, you know, no matter if he's a psychiatrist or if it is a medical doctor, yeah, or physicist, yeah, a physician, yeah, he should be reading, you know, I mean, the side effects of the drugs that he prescribes. And he should also read, you know, the effect that it has on the mind, yeah? And if he thinks, you know, it is okay, you know, then he should give it to them. But most of the doctors, yeah, or psychiatrists, they just prescribe any medication. So he should be careful, you know, in reading and researching, you know, whatever drug he prescribes, yeah? If it is really helpful, yeah? And if it has the least side effects, yeah? And as I said before, you know, I mean, if this person is open-minded, you know, and is ready to change or is willing to change himself, you know, then he should prescribe something else, yeah? Some meditation, some things like that, you know, that help. Okay?
Yeah, so there's a third question relating to the questions just now. Is psychotherapy a tool to treat mental illnesses? Since people with schizophrenia are not able to listen, understand the true Dhamma.
This is very difficult for me to answer because I really haven't met a person with schizophrenia. Yeah? If these people can't stop thinking, yeah, then we call them crazy. Yeah? If they have the ability to stop thinking, then they can start meditation. Yeah? And the more they meditate, yeah, I mean, the saner they can get or become. That's the only thing. Yeah? I mean, I've met people, you know, who thought they were insane, you know, but they were not insane, you know. One moment they were insane, yeah, they even put themselves, you know, into a mental hospital, you know, but they were completely sane, you know, from my perspective of view. They just were too lazy, you know, to admit, you know, to their faults, yeah, or to their problems, yeah. That's what can happen. Okay? Next question.
Okay. So, these are the last two questions from the online submission. I have recently been watching raw footage of the Nuremberg process. Those Nazi officers who made up the gas chambers to kill Jews said they acted under orders so they couldn't be judged. Is one who is forced to run gas chamber free from the karma because he was told to do so by the government?
It's the same, I mean, it's the same answer holds true that I often give, you know. I mean, last time I think I gave the answer, you know, it's killing, yeah. It's killing, you know, if you are ordered to kill somebody, I mean, the Lord Buddha said it, you know, the hangman who is ordered by the king to hang a certain person, he is not guilty, yeah, he doesn't bear any karma as long as he does not enjoy that, yeah. So if the person, you know, I mean, opens the gas, you know, in the gas chambers, you know, and looks through the door or looks through the window and sees how the people are dying, I mean, he doesn't really have the karma of, you know, of because he was ordered to, yeah, unless he does it on its own, yeah. If he was ordered to do it, yeah, I mean, he has part of the karma, yeah, not of killing, you know, but he enjoys doing it, yeah. So this is part of the karma, you know, yeah. So he will receive some of the karma, yeah. Somebody doesn't like to slaughter animals, but likes to watch, you know, how animals, you know, yeah, are slaughtered to death, you know, and sees, you know, their suffering and enjoys the suffering of the animals, yeah. Then he certainly bears, you know, he bears some karma, bad karma, yeah. And sooner or later he will do the same thing, you know, on its own volition, yeah. That is the danger that the Lord Buddha talked about it, yeah. I mean, 3 or 4 times you do it, you know, because you're ordered to, and then you start to enjoy doing it, and sooner or later you will do it on your own volition. And then you will have the full responsibility. Huh? As long as you follow the order, you don't have responsibility. If you follow the order, enjoy what you're doing, then you have part of the responsibility. Yeah? And if you do it on your own volition, you have full responsibility. Okay? Please don't ask me this question again, you know, I mean, I answered it so often, yeah?
Yeah. So, yeah, the second part of the question says that, talks about, like, Anjan, you mentioning about the hangman example last time, and the person said that, I can't imagine that those people are free from karma of killing Jews because they acted under the order or were forced to do so. I'd rather be killed by the government instead of taking any life.
What? Of the what?
They would rather be killed by the Nazi government rather than putting them in the gas chamber. They can't imagine that following an order like that.
I still don't understand don't understand the question.
It's not really a question. They just talk about Hasan Arjun the last time talked about the hangman and that.
Yeah, he finds, I mean, the hangman, you know, I mean, if hangman, you know, kills a person through hanging, you know, gas chamber kills a person through gas, you know, I mean, where's the difference? I mean, they don't torture the people, yeah? I mean, the gas chamber was not torturing, yeah? It wasn't torturing the people. I mean, they died pretty quickly, yeah? I mean, hangmen, you know, I mean, yeah, they die also pretty quickly, yeah? So I don't see any difference. Or shooting them, you know, I mean, yeah? If you start to torture them, you know, I mean, shooting them little by little, you know, until they bleed to death, you know, that is different. Yeah? Okay, let's go to the next one.
Yeah, Kyo, you want to unmute us? I think it's not on mute. Okay, hello?
Yeah.
Thank you, Ajahn. I began practicing with your recommendations about 2 months ago. So I'm trying to meditate as much as possible before I go to work, when I come back from work, when I'm in the bus. I have the hardest time, and I can see that my samadhi is not very strong at the end of the day. And I think I've heard you say that you recommend to put more interest in my breathing or my buddha. Can you maybe give a couple of practical recommendations? How do I do that? You know, I've tried different tricks to try to stay with the breath or the Buddha. It's just been very challenging towards the end of the day when I'm more tired.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It is challenging, especially in the beginning when we are not used to it. But what you can do is, you know, you combine the but with breathing in and the do with breathing out. Yeah? That makes it easier. The interest in the breath, you know, once you become calmer, yeah? I mean, either the Buddha falls away or the breath falls away. It depends on what you started your meditation first with. If you started your meditation with the breath, yeah, then the Buddha falls away. If you started your meditation with the Buddha, yeah, it's not Buddha, Buddho, yeah. If you started with your meditation with the Buddha, then the breath falls away. And then you have to become more interested. Yeah? I mean, you see, you know, being interested, how is the Buddha? Yeah? That is the interest. Is it fast? Is it slow? Is it deep? Is it shallow? Yeah? That is the interest that we want to know. Yeah? We want to know how the Buddha is. Is it at the beginning? Is it at the end? Is the next Buddha coming? You know, is it fast? Is it slow? Yeah. Is it deep or is it shallow? Yeah. These are the qualities of the Buddha that we are interested in knowing about these. Yeah? And that's the same with the breath. Yeah? So, I mean, you can keep the same interest. Yeah? And if you have a hobby, you know, I mean, if you have a hobby where you can be completely, you know, completely absorbed in your hobby, then take this, yeah, this interest in that you had within your hobby, take this interest into your Buddha or in your breath meditation. Yeah? There are ways to do it, yeah, but you have to figure out, you know, how to do it yourself, yeah? Okay? So, next question.
And there's a question from the chat in Zoom. So it's quite long, I'll just read it. Recently, I have had this feeling like I can't tell reality from fiction. In a way, I thought I was going crazy, but in another, I thought that there's nothing crazy about this. Then on a painful day, when a lot of thoughts pull me apart, I ask myself suddenly, how can I tell reality from fiction? I thought, I don't know, but then I thought, could it be that the thoughts create fiction? It was so interesting, but now it doesn't mean anything anymore. Is this normal what I'm feeling? That I can't tell reality from fiction, but at the same time, I don't feel like I'm a crazy person.
You can tell reality from fiction by stop thinking. If you stop thinking, it's reality, yeah? If you start thinking in imagination, yeah, then it is more fiction, yeah? I mean, because with your thought, and especially with your memories together, you create a world that doesn't exist most of the time, yeah? I mean, you prepare yourself for certain situations, what am I going to do there, what I'm going to do there, or what have I done in the past, should I, you know, this work, you know, shall I do it in the future? I mean, this is not reality. Reality is the one breath that you take, yeah? Without thinking about it, you know, knowing the breath, yeah? Knowing the body, you know, knowing the state of the body, yeah? Feeling the tensions in the body, feeling the feeling, hearing the hearing, yeah? That is reality, yeah? And everything, you know, everything that comes through, yeah? We need to have thoughts, you know, to create something, you know, to do something, yeah? But the thoughts alone, yeah, are not actions, yeah? Actions and words, you know, I mean, that's what create, you know, our heavy karma, yeah? And that is when a thought, you know, comes before the action, yeah? I mean, then the action is reality. But before that, it's just a thought. You can have the thought, I want to kill this person, you know, but you never do the action, then it's just a thought, it's fiction, yeah? The reality, when you start to kill this person, then it's real, yeah? So, I mean, it is very easy, you know, to distinguish between reality and fiction, yeah? Okay, next? No questions, no? Huh? Yeah, you're not practicing hard enough, huh? You don't encounter any problems, eh? Normally, you know, meditators, even, you know, the people who start, you know, meditating have lots of questions in the beginning, yeah? And then there will be a time, you know, where they don't, you know, when the practice is starting to get off, yeah? Then they don't have so many questions. Yeah? But you live in the world, you know, I mean, there are so many problems, eh? I mean, how can you not have any questions?
How about the lay people, the lay person? Can they practice the way of Arahant, the path of Arahant, Acha?
Well, probably at the times of the Lord Buddha, it was possible, yeah, but it was very rare. Yeah? I mean, what I remember, yeah. Normally people, you know, people living in the world, and especially, you know, I said, you know, with all the smartphones, you know, nowadays, you know, people can't even read Sotapanna when they are addicted to their smartphones, yeah? Before that, yeah, Yeah, I mean, you're constantly, you meditate for 5 minutes and then you look at your smartphone, yeah? You just wanted to see the time, you know, I mean, how long did I meditate? And then you see all the other things that are going on your smartphone. And then, I mean, how can you reach, yeah? How can you reach Sotapanna? It is possible, you know, as a lay person, you know, and it is probable as a lay person to reach Sotapanna. But they have to practice quite hard and quite intensive, yeah? But nowadays, you know, I mean, the technique, you know, all these, you know, all these gadgets, you know, you call them gadgets, all these gadgets that came out, I mean, we didn't have, I mean, when I was growing up, we didn't have these gadgets, you know. So, I mean, we had lots of time, you know, and we went into the forest and we played there, you know, we made up our own games and things like that, yeah. I mean, we were not guided by anybody, you know, who telling us how to play a game, yeah? Now these video games, you know, that the people play, tell them how to play a game, yeah? Now, I mean, the creativity, you know, and creativity we do need, you know, to counteract the creativity of the kilesas, yeah? We have to be smarter than the kilesas, not to be tricked by the kilesas, so we do need some creativity. If we don't have this creativity, I mean, our wisdom will not develop. Okay, understood? I mean, I would say, you know, I mean, it is pretty impossible, you know, nowadays, you know, to become an arahant as a lay person, you know. It is pretty much improbable that you become even an agami in this environment, yeah? And Sotapanna probably also not, yeah? I mean, you have to live outside of the world, yeah? When you go to a meditation center for maybe 4, 5, 6 years, yeah, and then just live and meditate, you know, you might be able to reach Sotapanna, you know, or maybe Sakadagami. Yeah? Okay?
Thank you so much for your stuff.
Other questions? Practice, 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 yeah, I mean. And now, you know, I mean, know what you're doing, why you're doing, and what is the result of your doing. Yeah? I mean, do the daily reflection. Lots of people forget it. Yeah, even the people who practice here forget the daily reflection. Yeah. Huh? What you mean? Huh? Leave. Because it's difficult. Because the daily reflection. Just to see, without judgment, just to see what is going on in our life, yeah? What did we do, what did we say, what did we feel, what kind of memories came up, what kind of thoughts came up, yeah? And what was, you know, what was the result of our actions, or what was the result of our words, yeah? Or how do we react in this situation, why do we react in this situation like this? Why do we react in another situation like that? And why do we react in the same situation? Yeah, depending, you know, depending on our moods in a different way. Yeah? I mean, it is to understand our own motivation. It is to understand what we are doing. Yeah, and this is, yeah, undermining the power of the kilesas, they constantly trick us, yeah? If you do this, you become happy. And if you do that, you become happy. They constantly plan for the future, but the future has not arisen, yeah? And the past has gone, yeah? They regret the past, yeah? I was so terrible, it was so terrible, you know, I behaved so terrible. This is of no use, yeah? Utterly no use, yeah? I mean, to regret the past, yeah? The only thing when this memory comes up is we say, okay, I won't do it again. Finish. Any sort of regret, you know, I mean, yeah? And all the plans for the future, what am I going to do in 5 years? Yeah, when I retire, you know, I go to a meditation center or go to the monastery, become a monk or become a meiji, yeah? And then they get retired and they will never go to because everything is changing. Everything is changing. Yeah? From day one to day two, you know, from today to tomorrow, everything is changing. Yeah? Our thoughts are changing, our moods are changing, yeah, our memories are changing. So every day we make new decisions. Yeah, sometimes they seem to be the same, yeah, or similar, but yeah. So, I mean, don't plan plan, you know, I mean, tomorrow I start meditating. No, start today, now. Yeah? That's what you do. Yeah? Start now. Yeah. Okay, I'm meditating now. Because that's what you can do. Yeah? If you say, I just watch through the news and then I start to meditate, you know, then you will never meditate. Yeah? Understood?
Yeah, I just have a question.
Yes.
When you listen to a Dharma talk and you try to meditate, right?
Yeah.
So, how do you, what's the proper way to go about it? Do you stay inside the Buddha or?
With the Buddha it is more difficult, yeah. I mean, then observe the breath, yeah. You can observe the breath by listening to a Dhamma talk, or you can go, if your mind is calm, you can go directly to the heart, yeah. And then see how the words pop up out of your citta. Yeah? Don't try to understand the Dhamma talk. Don't try to understand what is said, yeah. Just listen, yeah. Just listen very intently to the citta that is receiving the Dhamma. And this way, you really understand, yeah, what the person, you know, who was teaching the Dhamma was trying to say. Yeah? If you try to understand, yeah, then it is only that you think you understand what he said, yeah. But if you listen with your heart, you really understand what he said. There was this great, what was it? A physicist, you know? Yeah? I mean, who gave a lecture in New York, you know, at the university, yeah? And then he asked, you know, he asked the students, did you understand what I said, yeah? And they said, yes, we understood, yeah? And then he told them, you think you understood, but you have not understood what I said. Yeah? Okay? Answered or what?
Yeah. Then how about when you are meditating and a fragment of the Dhamma talk you heard repeats itself in your mind?
That's okay, you know, but then replace it, you know, if it repeats 10 times, you know, I mean, replace it with your, replace it with the Buddha or replace it with the attention on the breath, yeah. I mean, let it repeat 3 times, you know, that's enough, yeah.
Okay, understood. Anyone else with questions? I think there's 30 people online now.
There's one email question.
Yeah, then we have one email, one question from our website, yeah. If there's no more question, yeah. Okay, then read the question.
Always the same person. Is a legal suit bad karma? If, for example, the other person goes to jail or loses their job, or if I benefit and get money from winning the legal suit, it's the whole accusation and they defamed me and they tried to kill me and this whole story which we heard many times. They have a video of me yelling at the abuser, they use it to defame me and they use it in the lawsuit. My motivation is to expose those people and maybe win some money for compensation. Maybe they leave me in peace. And everybody will know the truth. Thank you, Benjamin.
Didn't I answer the question already? I think so, yeah. I mean, if some people defame you, if some people smear you, you know, I mean, accept it as your karma. Yeah? That's it. Yeah. Don't go to court. It is difficult. It is difficult. I know what I'm talking about it because I also wanted to go to court, you know, to take somebody, yeah, to take somebody up, yeah. And it, and when I was a layperson, not as a monk. And I knew that it was wrong, yeah. And I was fighting for 3 weeks, you know, and then I let it go, yeah. And then I said, okay, you don't need to do that. So I take it, you know, I mean, compensation, what is it, yeah? I mean, whatever, if you have good karma, you know, if you have good karma, the money will come back to you, yeah? I mean, you can fight for it, you know, I mean, it comes back to you, but you don't fight, you know, and it still comes back to you. Because the money, you know, money or, you know, whatever you call it, compensation or money, you know, whatever you've done, whatever you've given away in your past lives will come back to you, yeah? So don't even worry about it, yeah? You don't have to play the lottery, you know, it's a waste of money, yeah? It will come back to you one way or the other, yeah? Don't fight. Yeah? Accept the things, you know, and see you, you know. See, you know, I mean, whatever, you know, whatever is hurting you. Yeah? And see it, you know, and remove it, you know, remove the thorns. Yeah? I mean, I talked about it before. Okay, so if there are no more questions, yeah, all what I can say is practice, practice, practice as much as you can, yeah. And remember, smartphone is an addiction, yeah. Use it wisely. Use it for what the purpose is, you know, as a phone, yeah. If you need to use it, yeah? But don't overuse it. Yeah? It has become an addiction, and wherever I see it, you know, no matter if the people are coming, you know, the people are coming to the monastery, you know, offering food, you know, and waiting for a sermon, and then, you know, why, you know, I mean, they're playing with their smartphone, yeah? I mean, what is this? You know, what kind of world is this? And if you really intend, yeah, if you make meditation your number one priority, the first thing in the morning when you wake up is nothing, yeah, else than sit in meditation or walk tongkho, yeah, or walking meditation. If you have a place, you know, where you can do walking meditation, yeah, and if you're still tired, you know, I do walking meditation. If you don't have a place, then at least sit, you know, at least sit for 45 minutes before you do anything, yeah. Because if you start to do anything, then you don't sit. Huh? I can guarantee you. Yeah? If you do this, you know, I mean, if you brush your teeth or you wash your face, you know, then the next thing comes, you know, then you make some coffee, you know, or some tea, you know, and then you eat something. Yeah? No. The first thing that you do is do your meditation. The first thing you wake up, yeah, and don't try to remember all the dreams that you had, yeah. I mean, leave them, brush them away with Buddha, 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 or with the attention on the breath. And then sit in meditation. After you sit in the meditation, your mind is clear. Yeah? And then you can plan what you're going to do today. You know? You have your breakfast or you wash yourself and so on. Yeah? And when you come back from work, you do the same thing. Yeah? Everything that happened during the day, yeah? During your work, brush it away, yeah. Use the Buddha, it's not suppressing, it's just brushing away. Brush it away with the Buddha or brush it away with the breath. And after that, you know, try to do a reflection of what happened during the day. What kind of thoughts did I wake up? Yeah? Don't judge it, yeah. What action did I do? How did I respond to this person? If you can't remember it, just go to the next, yeah. I mean, I brushed my teeth and then I lost my awareness until I came back home, yeah? Yeah? That's not good, you know. Well, for me, it happened in the beginning, you know, I was going, yeah, I was very mindfully going to work, yeah? I mean, I was riding my bike to work, it wasn't far away, yeah? Yeah? And then I put my bike, you know, and then I went, you know, very, very mindfully, you know, went up the stairs, you know, I sat on my desk and then my mindfulness was gone. Until 8 hours later, when I got up from my desk, you know, walked to my bike, and then said, well, what happened? You know, I mean, 8 hours, you know, I have passed by without even knowing what you did, yeah? And through the reflection, through the daily reflection, I get more and more attentive to what was happening during the day, yeah? And then after you come home, you do your meditation, you do your reflection, then go ahead and do whatever you need to do. And before you go to sleep, you know, I mean, brush it off again. So, I mean, you do half an hour of meditation and you will see, you know, I mean, you can sleep much, much better if the mind is empty, you know, I mean, it falls to sleep very easily. Now, that is my advice to you, yeah, so have a nice day, you know, or night, you know, and, yeah, yeah. And if you have nothing to do, then start your meditation. Linda and the thing, huh? They're still there, yeah? So, do your meditation. Yeah. Okay? So then we can, if there are no questions, you know, we can end the Zoom session, or what?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, wait, there's a question from the audience.
Oh, I have a question. Like, would it be useful to replace your thought patterns if you were to think, like, replace the I with something else? With, like,
yes, you can replace the I with there is. There is a thought. There is a feeling. Because then, yeah, if you say, I feel like this, yeah, I feel like shit, you know, I mean, then you can't do anything. There is a feeling, yeah, feeling like shit, yeah, then you can observe it.
Yeah. What about a thought like, I should do this, or I...
Yeah, there where you need the I, yeah. How can you replace it, yeah? There, somebody has to do this?
Yeah, I think...
No. Don't go into this, you know, I mean, try to replace the I in the end, you know, I mean, the kilesas will find a way, you know, I mean, without the I to create a lot of bad karma, yeah? Oh, it's not me I'm doing, you know? Huh? There's somebody else doing the bad karma, but you will receive it, yeah? You will go down to hell, yeah? Huh? But the kilesas fooled you in thinking, you know, it wasn't me, it wasn't me. And there are a lot of people in the West who think, you know, I don't have an I anymore, I don't have an ego, you know, but their ego is bigger than anybody else's, huh? So don't mentally reduce the ego, huh? Do it, you know, through investigation, but the ego constantly gets reduced and reduced and reduced, yeah? But for feelings, for happenings, you know, just say there is a feeling, there is a thought, there is a memory, yeah? And then you can observe it, yeah? Okay?
I'm sorry, I made a mistake in time difference, so if it's possible, I would still ask a question.
It's okay.
Thank you.
What time is it?
It's 12 o'clock right now in the Netherlands.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Well, I had three things, so I tried to make it short. First of all, I had a question before about my practice, and I'm very glad that everything gets recorded because I listened to it a few times over until I got it and I practiced. So, first of all, I'd like to thank you for that.
For what? For recording, huh?
Yeah, because it gets recorded, so I was able to listen your advice back a few times. And
okay.
So, thank you for that. Second question is, I'm a bit busy during the day, usually, and I try to practice in a fixed slot for, like, at least a half an hour in the evening. But I want to practice... or take a time to practice during the day as well, like when I'm walking or when I'm sitting or when I'm doing something. But I'm not sure how I can do it correctly because when I sit, I just try to focus on the nose and Buddha and breathe.
Yeah.
But when I walk or sit, I'm not sure what should be my anchor.
I mean, if you're used to the breath meditation, use the same anchor, yeah? I mean, I was riding my bicycle, you know, while I was, you know, still with my breath, yeah? Knowing the feelings of riding a bicycle, yeah? At the same time, yeah? But not looking left and right, yeah? Huh? The same thing for walking, you know, when you walk in the street, don't look and read the signs, you know, and, I mean, of the shops, you know, or don't look at the people, you know, just be with the breath and know that you're walking, yeah? Otherwise, you can use the Buddha, you know, if you like it, you know, you can use the Buddha with breathing in and the Do with breathing out. That's fine, yeah? That keeps your mind a little bit more focused when you do other activities. When you wash your dishes, you know, puto, 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 or use the breath, yeah? So be completely mindful, you know, about, you know, washing the dishes, yeah? And putting them away, you know, and also be aware of the movements of your hands, yeah? Whatever you do, movements of your legs, you know, when you're walking, yeah? So concentrate, you know, concentrate not only on the breath, but on the whole body, yeah? Okay?
Thank you. And the third question was, Let me see, I wrote it down. So it was about metta.
Yeah.
Because, usually when I sit down, I try to end with a bit of reflection of my day.
Yeah.
And I try to think of, people who I want to do good to or send my kindness to, something like that. And one of those people is always my father, because he committed suicide 2 years ago.
Oh.
And well, I'm still attached, of course, to him. And I want to do good to him every time I try to practice.
Yeah.
So 2 years ago, one monk, people told me that monks can help to send merit to people directly. But I was just wondering, because first I don't really believe it, but I just want to do something to help. But I was just wondering, how does it really work? And most of all, how can I do it myself? Because when teacher, you told me something about breathing 2 centimeters beneath the, belly button? And something like that, to focus on that. But, if she could help me with that.
Very easy. This is very simple. No matter if it is a monk or if it's another person, if he has no connection with your father, he cannot send it, because it's like you send a letter to an unknown person, he will never receive it. So if I never had any contact, with your father in your previous life, with this being, in any of my previous life, he cannot take part in the merit that I have made, But if I had contact with him, I can share the merit, that I have made during my life and as a monk, to everyone who ever had contact with me. And you can do the same thing. And especially because your connection to your father is very essential, he can receive 100%, You just picture the father, you picture your father in your mind after you meditate, you picture your father, and then you tell him, with your thoughts, may you share in the merit of my practice. Just share the practice with me. Just like you go to a person, you have 200 euros, and then you give 100 euros to this person, and 100, may you take share, may you take a share of my money. And this, this sharing of merit, especially through your practice, that is very important. It's also important for your father, All the merit that you have done, in your life, being good to this person, or being good to that person, helping this person, or helping that person, or trying to better yourself, you can share this merit with your father. Just picture him, and then say, I want to share the merit of my actions, of all my actions, or of this action, or of this meditation with you. At the moment he cannot receive it, but it's kept in a bank. It's kept in the universal bank. So when the moment he comes out from hell, and comes to the ghost state, being reborn as a ghost, then he can receive the merit. Then he can go to the bank, and take the money. And especially if he goes to other states, higher states, above the ghost realm, then he can receive it any time. So, for instance, if your mother is reborn in heaven, she can instantly receive it. You share the merit, and she instantly receives it. Transaction done instantly. Just like, nowadays prompt pay. You understand?
I understand the comparison that you tried to make me understand. But I'm just curious, how does it really work? Even I don't understand How is it possible to share?
How is it possible? How is it possible for some people that they know the thoughts of others? There must be some transmission. Yeah, I mean, so you have to trust that this works. Yeah, and it does work. Yeah.
Okay.
Even if you don't understand how it works, yeah, I mean, there's a signal sent, you know, to the bank, to the universal bank, you know, that he has this kind of merit, you know, that he can take, you know, whenever he comes. Yeah. We don't do that intentionally, you know, but it will come back to us. Yeah? And there's nothing lost, yeah? So it's the same thing with your karma. How does it work with your karma, yeah? What you have done in your previous life, how can it come back, yeah? Because you're a different person, or you're in a different body, yeah? Or you're a different realm, yeah? But the karma will still come back. Yeah? Got it?
It's
very difficult to understand you. I mean, your audio is not really clear. Yeah. So, I mean, what is the question? Is it the same? It's probably the same answer, you know, that I just gave, you know, to the lady in Holland, yeah? I mean, trust it. It works. Yeah?
Yes.
When my mother died, she came to visit me in the monastery, yeah? And that, you know, and then she knew, you know, I mean, she's Christian, yeah? And then she knew that this kind of things exist, you know? Yeah? So she asked me, you know, for marriage, yeah? Because she didn't, you know, she didn't have enough merit for herself, yeah? She was up in heaven, yeah? So she came, you know, and she came and asked for marriage, you know? And so I gave her some merit and she was happy, and yeah? But, you know, it wasn't enough, so a week later she came again and asked for more merit, yeah? So it worked, yeah? My father was in hell for a few years, you know, and then the moment he came back, you know, he came out of hell, he went to heaven, yeah? And then he came, yeah? Huh? And then they understand, you know, Christians don't understand, or people in the world don't understand. It really works, yeah? What I did, you know, sometimes you just share the merit of the practice, and sometimes, you know, you go to a temple, you make merit, you know, whatever dana it is, you know, be it food, you know, be it money, or be it this or that, you know, and you give it in the name of your parents, of your uncle, or of your father, of whoever you like, yeah? And then they will receive that kind of merit. Yeah? You understand? It works. 100%, yeah? You have to trust in that, yeah? It's just like karma works, you know? I mean, people say, you know, how can I get the results of my last life, yeah? But we are born because of our karma, yeah? We are born as a woman because of our karma, we are born as a man because of our karma, we are born as an animal or a ghost, or we are born, you know, because of our karma, yeah? And that is also stored somewhere, yeah? Nothing is lost in this universe, yeah? Okay? Any more questions from Holland?
No.
Okay.
Not for now.
So I wait until next month, yeah?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, then, Sunny, if there's no more questions, there are no more questions from here, yeah? Then we end the Zoom session. It's already late, okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you, Tanajan, for all the advice and the teachings.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah.
Yeah. Respects to Tanajan.
But Tani, yeah? Paying respect is good, you know? Having respect is even better. That's
yeah,
more difficult,
respect,
yeah?
Giving respect.
Paying respect is very easy. Having respect is much more difficult. Okay?
Yeah.
Enjoy your life as much as possible, yeah? And the more meditation you do, and the better your life gets, yeah? But you will get through some difficult times, yeah? Okay. So, you know, I mean, it is, you know, it's essential to practice, not to sleep, yeah? Yeah?
Why like people don't want to sleep? Because they don't want to see the dukkha. Yeah? Huh? Oh, it's okay, okay. But I have some horrid dreams, you know, while you sleep, you know, then you might not want to sleep again.